Last week, the Bureau of Land Management kicked off the environmental review process for what could be one of Alaska's biggest future oil developments. In the past, this process has taken years, but the Trump administration is trying to dramatically shorten that time frame. Environmental groups worry a faster review won't do enough to protect the Arctic wilderness. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
Joe Balash, Interior's Assistant Secretary of Land and Minerals Management, thinks paring down the government's environmental review process just makes sense.
When it comes to a decision maker such as myself, who has to make decisions on multiple fronts every week, you know, you can't legitimately sit down and read through 2,500 pages of analysis.
Environmental reviews are meant to look at all the potential impacts of projects like mines and oil developments on federal land and try to avoid or at least minimize those impacts. But Balash argues the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, has gotten way out of hand.
These complex, mind-numbing NEPA documents have become just a field for very specialized consultants and litigants. And it really is, not serving the public interest.
This is something Republicans and industry groups have been saying for a long time. They argue environmental groups and left-leaning administrations are using NEPA to slow or halt development. So last year, the Interior Department's Deputy Secretary signed an order to speed along the NEPA process. Among other things, it caps the number of pages agencies can fill with analysis about environmental impacts at 300. Previous environmental reviews have been well over 1,000 pages.
If we can't describe the project, the alternatives, the affected environment, and the impacts in 150 to 300 pages, then we're probably using too many words to describe something.
Balash says one of the first projects in Alaska to benefit from the Trump administration's truncated environmental review is a major oil development ConocoPhillips is proposing on the North Slope. Last year, Conoco announced a huge oil discovery in the federally managed National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or NPRA. Conoco's plans to recover all that oil involve a central processing facility, an airstrip, pipelines, and up to 5 drill pads with up to 50 wells on each pad. It's a big deal, and it's called the Willow Project.
It's not just a step forward in the NPRA, it's one of those big leaps forward.
Susan Cullany is with the Audubon Society in Anchorage. Audubon keeps close tabs on NPRA. The reserve encompasses important habitat for a huge number of migratory birds. Cullany thinks it's a mistake for the Trump administration to apply the faster, shorter environmental review to the Willow Project.
These public lands that belong to us, they belong to people on the North Slope, they belong to people, you know, all over the U.S. They're important, and we need to take the time and the consideration to think about these things, and especially for a place as complex and sensitive as the Arctic landscape.
Cullany says Audubon doesn't oppose the Willow oil development at this point. They're waiting to see how things play out. But she thinks the Trump administration's streamlined review could mean they miss something important in the process.
That's the risk of doing something too quick, too hasty. You open yourself up to those errors.
For its part, Conoco thinks an environmental review that takes less time doesn't mean it will cut corners. In an emailed statement, a company spokesperson said, quote, ConocoPhillips supports a robust and efficient analysis of the Willow development in line with the requirements of NEPA. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.